probably pretty obvious that today's a special day because wearing the rose vestments, and then I see quite a few of you who are also dressed in, should I say pink or should I say rose? I think it's rose for the liturgy at least. We heard today St. Paul saying, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. He says, the old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. St. Paul wrote these words to the church in Corinth. He wanted to make sure that these Christians realize the tremendous grace they had been given through their baptism. And at the same time, he urged them to die completely to their old way of life, to live the new life of Christ Jesus. And then also we heard in our first reading today from the book of Joshua that the Lord was initiating something new for the Israelites. They were no longer supposed to be out in the desert wandering around for 40 years. They were finished with that, and they were entering now into a new land. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. They were no longer able even to eat the old food that was manna, like they were eating in the desert. Now they were supposed to eat something new, the produce of the land that they were entering to occupy. So in both of these readings, the Lord is doing something new in the lives of his people. And that's something that he wishes to do for us during this beautiful season of Lent. Lent, the word means spring, springtime. And just as we see outside how nature is clothed in a new robe, the trees and bushes and grass, everything is new. So also Lent is a reminder to us to enter into a new, deeper relationship with God. That's the sacred character of this season of Lent, of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And today, in the Gospel of Luke, we have that beautiful parable of the prodigal son. Even though we've heard it, most of us, many, many times, it still has a power to move us. We're touched by that amazing love that the Father has for his wayward son. Without uttering a single word of reproach, he runs up to his son, embraces him, kisses him. He's so happy that his son has come back safe and sound. And all that he wants to do is throw a big party, a welcome party for his son. There's something new in this beautiful parable of our Lord, something new in this story. A deeper understanding of God and his wonderful love, his forgiveness, demonstrated in this Father. I don't know that many earthly fathers who would react like this father did in the parable. Most fathers I know would probably want an explanation and an opportunity to tell their son how frustrated they were waiting so long for the return. But not in this case, not in this father. This father doesn't utter one word of reproach. He just simply hugs him, kisses him, and throws a big party. Seems that the Father in this story represents who God is. So what do we make of these new things we're told about in these three readings today? Perhaps through these sacred and inspired scriptures, we're taught to seek our God, to seek him with a new way, with a renewed way, this Sunday and throughout our Lent. Maybe you've fallen a few times in your resolutions during this Lent. Maybe you didn't even make any resolutions. But it's not too late. We can still do penance for our sins, and we can pray, and we can do works of charity. If we knock at the door, our Lord answers. He opens for us. If we seek God with all our hearts and try to die to ourselves, God will let himself be found, and perhaps in a totally new way in our lives. I think God wants to raise our understanding of who he is, and he wants to raise our expectations, our hopes, our confidence in his love. The story Jesus tells in the Gospels is a story really about the Father and his amazing love. God takes the initiative. He receives us. And like the Father in the parable, God seeks us even when we are far off. He waits for us day after day to embrace us in his love, a love that's ever new. I might mention today that we have the confirmation students here today who are trying to be open to the Holy Spirit, something new in their lives. The Holy Spirit is always full of surprises, and he will come to them that pray. And we, the rest of us, can pray for these young people that they truly open their hearts to God. The good news, the gospel, is this story that we heard today, how God overlooks our faults, our failures. He sees us for who we are. He knows we're human. And he has eyes of great compassion and forgiveness. All that's necessary is we let ourselves be loved by God. We let ourselves be found by God. How, you might ask? I think the path that we take during Lent is one way that we can return to God. Walking on this path of self-denial, of prayer, of fasting, almsgiving, that's our way to knock at the door of our Heavenly Father. And he's waiting for us on the path to come near to us. He wants to embrace us. He wants to clothe us in the garment of forgiveness and mercy. And he wants us to feast on the banquet of his eternal Son. He wants us to be where Christ is.